Cheryl Fritz is now live in Lansing on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS. Welcome to Fritz and Friends.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here along with Scott Eckersley producing 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. I'm already cold just even thinking about this one. Going out on the phone right now is Justin Kane, co-owner of Good Fruit Video. Good evening, Justin. How are you?
I'm doing great, Cheryl. How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Have you warmed up yet?
A little bit, yeah. Some hot chocolate, and now I'm doing better.
Very good. The reason I'm asking my friend Justin that question is he took part in Sunday's Polar Plunge. Why don't you tell them exactly what the Polar Plunge is, Justin?
Okay, well, the Polar Plunge is when a lot of people that are slightly crazy get together, and we all jump into ice-cold water. It took place out at Eagle Eye this year, and all the funds raised go towards the Special Olympics, and so it's a wonderful cause. Everyone combined raised a total of $75,000, which is huge, and it's just a great time, and it was a lot of fun, believe it or not.
Well, I'm trying to think, have you done this before?
I have not. I've wanted to, and I have said I was going to for a while, it'd come and go, and I never got signed up or anything. And then this year, many of my great friends from the city of East Lansing all got together and said, hey, let's do it. They've been doing it for a couple of years, and they invited me and my girlfriend along, and so we did. We took the plunge.
And she did it too?
She did.
Oh, my. That's a real test.
I know. We had a nice little group, and we were very fortunate. We raised the most money as a group, and we also won the award for the best dive into the ice cold water. So,
well, aren't you something? How did you raise the money? Was it getting pledges for if you jumped, or you just ran around it? And tell me about the process.
No, it's just you set up a fundraising page and ask people to donate $1, $5, $10, whatever they can do, and through that we were able to raise a lot of money. I believe it was somewhere above $10,000 for a group that we were able to get
for just your team. That's extraordinary.
It is quite extraordinary.
How many people were on your team besides you and your girlfriend?
Let's see. I don't want to pause and count them all.
More than a dozen?
There were less than a dozen. There were probably eight.
Well, I'd say you folks are very popular and worked hard to get 10 grand between about eight of you. That is pretty amazing.
It's not all us. It's really, our community and really embracing all the great things that are happening here and just wanting to get involved and wanting to help organizations like the Special Olympics out to keep them in their community and keep them thriving.
Will the money raised, the about $75,000 raised at this Polar Plunge, will that stay in this community as far as you know?
As far as I know, yes, it will. There are Polar Plunges all throughout the state, and so I believe they're all supporting their own community, and so I believe that all that money, all that $75,000 will stay here to support a lot of special kids in the Olympics.
I'm always wondering, because I'm a mom, so I'm always thinking about the safety aspect of this. I assume if it was at Eagle Eye, we're cutting a hole in one of the large ponds out there and one of the large water hazards in another time of year.
Yep, exactly. That is what we did, but it was perfectly safe. There were professional divers that were in the water, and literally you hit the water and they grabbed you and pulled you and got you out. So you were literally in the water for about 2.5 seconds, which is pretty good because you don't want to stay in there much longer than that.
I was going to say, I'm guessing that 2.5 seconds was just about as long as you wanted to be in there.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, it's freezing, but actually the water was actually warmer by 1 degree than the air was that day. And so it was kind of interesting because it wasn't like insanely cold when you got out. It got there quickly, but
how did it feel when you hit the water? Was it kind of a shock to the system or
Yes, it was. If you have any ailments, once you hit that water, you will forget about all of them.
Your mind goes into survival mode?
Yeah, exactly. And it's pretty crazy. Your muscles get a little stiff pretty quickly, but it's definitely a blast, plenty of adrenaline rush, and then, you know, it's all going to a good cause.
Well, that is amazing. And then you hop out, they wrap you in blankets, then I assume you take a nice warm change of clothes with you to jump into pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I don't think there was anyone that didn't bring clothes, which is good to change into. But, yeah, they give you some hot chocolate right when you jump out and wrap you in a towel and off you go.
About how many people were there? What was the crowd like?
Wow. We raised $75,000, and I bet there were probably at least a couple thousand people there. It was enormous, and everyone was wearing costumes, and it was very fun. There were some really interesting costumes there.
Were you in costume?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we were the Dodsons, which most people may not automatically catch on to what that is. Antoine Dodson is the main character of the YouTube sensation video where he was interviewed by reporters about a man who broke into his house.
Okay. Oh,
and
yes,
then,
I do know.
And then
I do
they
know.
And then they took that and put it to music and made a whole music video.
Well, you've got to post pictures of that somewhere if you haven't already.
Oh, they're on my Facebook, so.
There you go.
With our trophies.
And that very important and even more important, the money you raise for Special Olympics. Will you do this again?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I'm kind of bummed that it took me this long to get the guts to actually do it.
Well,
because it's such a blast. It's kind of like when you're really scared to go on a roller coaster or some ride, and then you go on and it's just really fun and exciting and you kind of wonder why you took so long to get there.
Well, you're a good cheerleader for folks to work their way up to it next year. Justin, I thank you so much for telling us about it. Congratulations on a lot of money raised by your whole team, and give them a thank you and a kudos for us as well.
All right. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you. Justin Kane, who is co-owner of Good Fruit Video here in the Lansing area. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.